he had tweaked it. Roy was dreaming of an enormous mountain, Christ, the size of it, when he felt himself roughly shaken. It was Eddie holding a lit candle.
The fuse blew, and I've had no chance to fix it.
What's the matter?
Trouble. Your friend has collapsed.
Roy hopped out of the berth, stepped into moccasins, and ran, with Eddie flying after him with the snuffed wax, into a darkened car where a pool of people under a blue light hovered over Sam, unconscious.
What happened? Roy cried.
Can't say. We're picking up a doctor. Sam was lying on a bench, wrapped in blankets with a pillow tucked under his head, his gaunt face broken out in sweat. When Roy bent over him, his eyes opened.
Hello, kiddo,
he said in a cracked voice. What hurt you, Sam?
Where the washboard banged me. But it don't hurt so much now.
Oh, Jesus.
Don't take it so, Roy. I'll be better.
Roy got up. Sam shut his eyes. The train whistled and ran slow at the next town, then came to a draggy halt. The trainman brought a half-dressed doctor in. He examined Sam and straightened up. We got to get him off into the hospital. Roy was wild with anxiety, but Sam opened his eyes and told him to bend down.
Take my wallet out of my rear pocket.
Roy pulled out the stuffed cowhide wallet.
Now, you go to the Stevens Hotel.
No, oh no, Sam, not without you.
Go on, kiddo, you got to. See Clarence Mulligan tomorrow and say I sent you. They're expecting you. Give them everything you've got on the ball. That'll make me happy.
But Sam,
you got to. Bend lower.
Roy bent lower and Sam stretched his withered neck and kissed him on the chin.
Do like I say.
Yes, Sam. A tear splashed on Sam's nose. Sam had something more in his eyes to say, but though he tried and became agitated, he couldn't say it. Then the trainman came in with a stretcher, and they lifted the catcher and handed him down the steps. And overhead the stars were bright, but Roy knew he was dead.